And now, best actors in an ongoing political drama. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I was reading the various commentaries over the weekend about our latest budget emergency, and it appears that the political class now has two primary concerns. Who gets blamed if, in a week, the worst happens? And who gets blamed if, in a week, the worst doesn't happen? We have the Republican camp worried that they might have overplayed their hand in letting the sequester happen, and that when the TSA lines are 3 hours long, they'll be blamed. And then you have the Democratic camp, which has been running from house to house, screaming, "The sequester is coming, the sequester is coming," worried that if the TSA lines do not grow to 3 hours, they'll be accused of making it all up. But the parties do it because no one pays attention unless there's a cliffhanger. And if you don't have a real one, you have to make it up, like they did in Argo.
And the Oscar goes to Argo.
Interesting, isn't it, that the First Lady last night awarded Best Picture to a film which told the story of a real event with actors who looked like the actual people involved, but in which the climactic escape scenes were completely fabricated. And I think history is going to come to the same conclusion about the sequester crisis. If we really wanted to fix the economy, we would find out who's hoarding all the cash the government's been pumping into the banks and why they're not creating jobs with it. Now that could provide some real drama. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.